Good morning, friends. I think I came in just under 3 minutes at the 8 o'clock, which isn't bad, I think, by other precedents. Thank you for this opportunity to say a few words about Godly Play here at the cathedral. Godly Play is among the new formation initiatives of our 3D Devoted Disciples Dancing efforts, and it's one of the efforts about which I'm most excited. So what exactly is Godly Play? Fundamentally, it's a creative approach to nurturing faith. A godly play session includes a time to gather, center, and get ready, to experience a faith story using beautifully, usually handmade, created objects, to explore a biblical story with open questions and conversation, to respond to the story by choosing from a variety of materials, to enjoy a simple feast and sharing, and finally, to receive a blessing. On top of all that, it's fun. And most importantly, I think, godly play is driven by wonder. Questions that begin with, "I wonder," are modeled by the storyteller and help the children in the circle to understand and interpret the scriptural stories they're encountering. Here at the cathedral, we are establishing the pattern of offering a godly play session on the first Sunday of each month, from 10:30 to 11:30 in the morning, in a newly dedicated Godly Play room downstairs in Cathedral Hall. So that means a session will be offered next week, Sunday, November 5th. And special for next week, we will also be offering any interested parents and any others an informal orientation and information session to be concurrent with the children's circle time, so that we can develop a fuller sense of what our children are experiencing at that time. That info session will take place on the main level of the hall, probably in the lounge. So looking ahead long term, we would really love to see two things happen that would mark the growth of godly play here at the cathedral. First, it would be marvelous to have a few more individuals receive training in order to be qualified godly play storytellers. We have two Cracker Jack storytellers right now, Cheryl Jacobs and Kathy Lasky, and they're wonderful, but they'd be happy to have some company. So if any of you is so inclined or moved to inquire about such training and perhaps receive it, please communicate with me anytime about it, including after the service this morning. And secondly, we look forward to ultimately offering godly play sessions more broadly, that is, to children of all ages. It turns out that earlier this month, our first session drew a dozen children between the ages of 3 and 10, but godly play is not exclusively designed or planned for such an age bracket. And it's probably true that we could all do with some godly play, and our hope is that intergenerational sessions in the future will be particularly rich and fun. One very experienced godly play mentor and author suggests that what is actually accomplished, what actually happens in a godly play session, is, quote, a kind of playful orthodoxy. It strikes me that this is just the thing for us here at the cathedral. So thank you again for this opportunity to share about godly play, and all blessings.